don't have to worry. I'm here now. What? Isn't this what you wanted? You beckoned so sweetly. Coming to regret your decision, I see. And so quickly. Is it something I said? Your gods have no power here. You opened the gate, my child. Here. Now, you are under my dominion. Did you truly believe I was under your control? Drawn against my will simply because you lit a few candles and attempted some Latin? But I appreciate the invitation. It can be so hard to get someone to let me in. Most of them are too afraid. But not you. You are too stupid to be afraid. Or is the act of a desperate man, world crumbling around him, scrambling for any purchase he might find, anything that might slow his descent. Forethought be damned. Do you? How amusing. The hubris to think I would ever concern myself with the needs of mortal men. Are you now? No. You are an apprentice. Not even a warlock proper. Not even close. And how many moons have you slaved away under her tutelage now? Your master, the witch. You know you'll never be as good as her. I don't know why you even bother trying. You must like the pain. Is that why you called for me? Or maybe you think I can help you. Grant you the power you've always known you deserve. But were sadly too weak to accomplish yourself. How unfair. The cruelty of fate. Why must greatness only be born, not created? Why should she have all the power when you're the one doing all the work? And her library is so vast. Any number of books might slip off the shelves, and your master would be none the wiser. She cares for you, after all. A darling apprentice of oh so many years. It would never break her trust. Ah, then she knows you're here. You cannot lie so easily to me, foolish boy, foolish, vulnerable boy. It's a marvel you've managed to survive as long as you have. But it was just long enough. I should thank you for that. If you had any common sense, we never would have met. And I wouldn't have a new soul to play with. Yours, of course. We're going to have so much fun together. I hope you don't mind if I take my time. But there really is no need to rush. Not when you have eternity at your fingertips. Ah, so you wish to board her? Pray tell, what might a senior apprentice such as yourself have to offer that could possibly compare to the glory of your eternal suffering and damnation? My freedom? My freedom from what? Exactly. You bastard. Iron. You think yourself clever. Any fool can manage a cloaking spell. What good has it done you? You've accomplished nothing more than a simple flesh wound. And you've raised my ire. I'm going to take great pleasure in tearing you apart. Peace. Bye. Peace. But first, let's go home, shall we? I can't wait to show you around. Resara Portam. Resara Portam. Resara Portam. Resara Portam. Resara Portam. Resara fucking Portam! What the hell? Laugh while you can, boy. I do not need magic to gut you where you stand. With pleasure. You! What have you done? Answer me, or I will rip out your spinal cord and choke you to death with it! Yes, I will! I just don't feel like it at the moment. I am the one asking questions here. Now, You will tell me what you have done to me, and in return, I might spare you the worst of my torment. I will do no such thing. You dare to brand me? I am no heifer, boy. I am your god. No. I'm sorry. I said, because I can't, because of you, I see I have misjudged you. You are more intelligent than you wish to be perceived. So, you must understand how powerful I would be as an ally. The value in earning my favor. The things I can give you in return. You know, you never did tell me what it is you wanted. But you've got leverage now. So why not use it?
Tell me, Prentice, what is it that your heart most desires? Love, money, power.
It can be yours. Anything. Yes. Go on. No! I am not your servant! No! I'm not! I'm not! I'm not!
Seriously?